Welcome to the Duck Show podcast. My name is Nazari, and in previous episode we talked about the bucket list of football players and fans. And today we're gonna talk about my bucket list and about my dreams. It's episode 6 and let's get it started. As for me, this is an interesting topic for discussions because this is how I can share my thoughts and experience, and you can get to know me better as a person to find out what are my interests in life. And I think that it's worth starting with simpler ones and gradually moving to more serious and grandiose ones. And I will start my bucket list perhaps with art, or rather drawing. I want to draw my picture, portrait or something like that. Paint on canvas, maybe even take a few professional lessons. As for me, drawing, writing or music are the tools to convey your thoughts, emotions and feelings. They also help you relax, calm down, and what is more important in them is actually freedom. You can do whatever you want. So I would like to draw my picture, and if even better to say, I would love to learn how to draw and understand how it works and what it consists of. The second item on the list will be more related to my hobby, to football, and I think like any other fan of team that is from another country or even another continent, I would like to attend the match of my favorite team. This is Manchester City, a team from Manchester that's located in England. I always wanted to go to their match, and in general to go to a match in to match of any English team, to any Premier League match. I constantly follow them on social networks, watch their matches and cheer for them. And I hope that soon I will have such an opportunity and I will get to Etihad to see another victory for Manchester City. Also, without departing from the topic of football, I want to name another interesting thing from my list. This is a meeting with Shakhtar Donetsk players. I've met the young team before, but I don't have photos of or autographs of the first team. But ideally, I wouldn't mind training with them, chatting or making a new friend or contacts. I've also already attended many matches of this team, but it was in Kyiv because the team had to move there after the events in 2014 in Donetsk. Russia occupied these territories and the team had to move to NSK Olimpiyski. So I would like personally meet with Shakhtar Donetsk players. For the next point, we will need to move away from football and head to other countries. Yeah, the topic will be about traveling, because for me it's not only relax but also a great way to improve your imaginations, to discover new places and interesting things. Also, traveling seems to free me from all responsibilities. All my thoughts are directed only to a new place and new adventures. My favorite place that I haven't been yet are actually America, but not the only United States, but the entire continent. Also, especially Latin America, Brazil. This is the country of mood, football, vibes, sea and beaches. So yeah, that would be an amazing trip, I guess. Also, I think Japan is another interesting place to visit. The country with its traditions known throughout the world, and the land of the rising sun, technology and samurais. I really want to go there and try their street food. Also, if it looks very strange. Yes. I've seen already a lot of videos from American YouTubers, American streamers that goes, yeah, they are going to street to the market with street food, and they are going crazy there because it's not the simple meals. It's most of them are like fried animals or fried insects, and it looks crazy actually. And now let's move to more material things. And I will start this part with the fact that I'm not a big fan of driving cars or anything like that, but I really love the cars themselves. I love different styles and speed, and I have been watching Formula One for a long time. Also, I've already watched a lot of films about cars and racing, but this moment in my bucket list still falls under the one car, and it's called Porsche 911 GT. I've already seen this car on street many times, and each time I took photos, behaved like a child, and each time seeing essentially the same car. But I made already like 30 pictures of them, and they are still in my albums on my phone. So yes, I'm acting a little bit like a child, but I hope I'm not the only one. But seriously, how beautiful this car is, how fast and convenient it is. Oh, this is just for me, it's another level. It's something actually different. This is the premium car, and it's not cheap either. But I centrally believe that this car will one day be in my garage, even if I'm not a big fan of driving. So, and I'm sure I'm gonna make it. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna make it. And okay, it's enough about cars. Let's move to something tasty, something unusual. And the topic of food has always been interesting for me, just because I love to eat. I love different tastes. Sweet, salty, or sweet and sour, or whatever flavors exist. I'm a big fan of meat, especially steak. Besides the fact that they are really delicious, they also have many benefits for your body. There are proteins and carbohydrates, and meat always contains fats that will pretty quickly fill your stomach, so you will never stay hungry if you ate one steak. And I don't think that much people can eat more than one medium-sized steak. But today we are not talking about steaks. We are going to talk about street food, as I already said about Japan and their street food. But food that is prepared right in front of you, food that can never compare to a restaurant or cafe. Of course, we could talk about British street food, but not this time, because it's very ordinary and not much different from fast food, actually. Today we will talk about and discuss some Chinese street food. I think it's famous all over the world for its very strange dishes and products that they serve, like on street, on markets and places like that. And after all, they can serve you both delicious fortune cookies and fried starfish. I can't believe it, but you can find actually almost all types of animal there, roasted on a grill or a fire, which are traditionally served on sticks. So for me, I have an interest in trying at least something from this list, but I can actually say that I'm unlikely to like anything, because this is something that I have never eaten and that traditionally cannot be found in other countries. And I'm gonna tell you why, because here are a few more examples about just to let you know, and so you can better understand what kind of cuisine this is. So here's the list: fried scorpions, cockroaches, crabs, larvae, chestnuts, snails, rats, turtles, and even bats. It's, for me, it's incredible. And what is more interesting is that it's very popular. It's like it became viral on social networks, and people sometimes are coming from another country, another continent, just to try this food. To try from markets, like just served food on fire, on grill, because it's, I don't know, it's just not normal in their country. It's not simple food. And I have already seen lots of videos and people didn't really like them, but still they are coming there to China just to try this food. It's incredible. It's, I have no words to say. It's just, it makes me crazy, because in such market there are a huge number of people who want to try it, who want to try this food, just fried animals, turtles, rat, snails. I don't get it. How can they be delicious if it's not house animals? So normally we are eating barn animals, let's say horses or cow or chicken, rabbit, anything like that. They are house animals or farm animals. But the turtles or rats, they are, I don't know, they're just living their own life, and people coming up collecting them and just put them on fire, and then they are selling them, and a huge amount of people coming there to just try that. I don't really get it, but but personally I really want to try it like once or maybe twice if I would like it, but I don't know, I'm not sure that I'm gonna like it. Yeah, I think we can end our episode on this pretty tasty note. I've selected the most interesting options from my bucket list, and I really hope that you like them, that they were interesting for you. So don't forget to write your comments under this podcast and subscribe to Instagram of this podcast and to my Instagram, which you will find below in the description. I wish you peace and goodness, and see you next week. Bye.